Sharon's, are you ready?
Can I say no?
You can say no, but America would be very disappointed.
I think that's an overstatement.
You would be very disappointed. Wheel that baby in here. I promise you guys, coming up soon, I'm going to take a video of that. And for our Patreon people who support us on Patreon, I will post that video just for you guys where you can see Sherry run in.
Yeah, that's worth every penny.
With her stupid little chair.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this thing, shall we?
We shall.
It is time for Gang of Two, a hilarious, hopefully hilarious look at Couple Dumb.
From a couple of dumbs.
It's our little theme song right there. Welcome to the show, and thank you very much for downloading this, subscribing to it, taking the time to turn this on and stick it in your ears.
Stick it.
Whatever you're doing, I've always wondered what people do when they listen to podcasts. I know what I do. I am usually naked, laying in bed.
And afraid.
And afraid because I'm next to you. but I'm usually laying there naked and listening to these. That's the time I normally listen to podcasts.
I think it's in the area of TMI for everyone.
Well, it's usually a Friday night, usually a Saturday night, after you've fallen asleep, after we've done our going out as a couple, doing things. I'm usually kind of wired up still.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually want to still do something. So I'll either come in and I'll record a podcast, the Terry James Alive podcast, or I will listen to other shows.
And steal content.
Man, you are good.
I'm on to you.
You are now a professional, aren't you? Welcome to the show. Really, seriously, thank you so much to everybody. Talked about Patreon here. I still have only talked about it on this show. I haven't promoted it anywhere else. Haven't talked about it on the Lex and Terry Radio Network.
Yeah.
There's none of that going on. We have now 14 Patreon members.
That's outstanding.
That's really cool.
It is.
It really is. And it's getting us closer to our goal of what we want to do. I could just see that recording equipment and I don't like carrying equipment around.
No.
People always say, because I like taking pictures on Instagram, they'll say, why don't you become a photographer? I'm going, no, I don't want to carry a camera around.
Yeah.
I don't like carrying equipment around. However, in today's day and age, with what we're doing, it's absolutely necessary. Here it is. It is a Tuesday now.
Yes.
We normally release these shows on Monday. Sometimes we record them on Sunday. We like to do that.
We couldn't do that this time.
We couldn't do it this time because we're out of town. We're in Jacksonville, which we had a great time.
That was awesome. Seeing all our friends there.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Went to Jags game, had a good time
doing that. Yeah.
You didn't go, but it was fun to see all of our friends.
I know.
The point is that we're getting closer to that recording device, and we can take that on the road with us, and it's... And then after that, then it's going to be a producer.
It's
going to be so awesome.
All bets are off.
Then all bets are off. Then this is a totally viable broadcast. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you, Sherry, for doing this. Because I know you did not want to leave what you're just doing right now. I know you did not want to. It is a Tuesday right now. It is sunny out. We were out doing some stuff. It's in the 50s here in Seattle.
Yeah.
Not bad. We had to spend the day doing what?
Working.
We had to work, and then we went to a new possible accountant. Just crap that you
crap,
have to do.
Yeah, it is, life
it,
crap.
It is not fun. On today's show, man, we just rambled too long there, didn't we? On today's show, we're going to have an inside look at what our home life is truly like.
We are?
Yeah.
Should I get my hair and makeup done?
No. These are just kind of the things that we do and how we entertain one another around the house.
Oh, okay.
And because you and I, tell you the truth, we are like two little kids.
We are.
We could sit on the floor in the laundry room and create games for ourselves.
It's true.
And just come up with real stupid things to do.
True.
And that is what we'll do it not just for a little bit. We will do it for hours on hours. So today you're going to have a little inside look.
Who needs electronic devices? We don't.
We came up with a game just the other day, which we're going to play on the air because to me it's really funny. It is called the excuse game, for lack of a better word.
It's accurate.
Yeah, we will do that. I have a little story about what led into that, about how Sherry did her Nancy Kerrigan impersonation, which you still don't even remember.
I don't.
This.
Yeah.
About. It was so funny. I wrote it down to talk about. And that's basically what we have going on today.
It's very exciting.
We do want to thank our Patreon members, though. I want to thank them. We're up to 14 now. Cash Mitchell and Tyrone Mitchell.
Oh, that's right.
I'm noticing a lot of
patterns
here. There's a Cash Mitchell, a Tyrone Mitchell. There's two Franks. There's a Frank B. and a Frank Hansen. Out of 14 people, what are the odds?
What
There's
are the
four
odds?
People right
what are
there
the odds?
That have something in common. Also, Gage Wright, Jeff Strumeyer, who is awesome. Josh Hill, King Tomitius, Mike Appleberry, Rodney Evans, Ron Bell, Amanda Kraft, Tony Canfield, and Corey Thorvaldson.
Nice.
Thank you so much,
Thank
everybody.
You, everybody.
For, seriously, it's a little embarrassing that we're asking to do this or at least making it an option. Like I said, in 2020, I plan to make you subscribers make it worth more than just us praying for you, which we do.
Which we do. We have your names
we
in writing names, right there.
And we place it on our bedstand.
Yes.
We're giving you what we promised.
Right.
So we have other things that I'm working on, much like the video of you rolling the thing and just little behind the scenes things that little people that have decided to help keep the show moving forward that you guys get for your help.
Yeah.
And we do definitely appreciate this. All right. I think we should get into some of these things. Before we do, though, I've got a couple other things written down. You are now, I believe, you're 3-3 when it comes to Monday Night Football picks. We're not doing one of those today
because
this
Tuesday.
Is Tuesday, and there was a game last night. So
who were the two? Should I try and nah?
Yeah.
I can still do. Yeah, I don't know who won.
It was the Steelers and the Dolphins. You don't know. You have
I have no idea
who won. So we'll give you credit for this.
All right.
This is a delayed Monday Night Football game. You have no idea who won.
I have no
idea. I do know who won.
You do? Okay.
So you go ahead. It was the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Miami Dolphins.
Steeler. What is that?
I don't know.
Person? Make steel?
I get a lot of messages, by the way, about these football picks. People are wanting to know, they're using Sherry logic is what they're calling it now. A lot of people are, not necessarily emails, but tweets and everything else. About
by the way, this doesn't work every year. This is just my methodology for this year.
One day you went, you picked every game of a weekend and you picked
every single
game right.
I did.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. And you know what? I haven't done picks since then because where do you go from there?
You can't.
Down.
Just down. And you have already gone down. You are now 3-3, I believe.
Yeah.
So.
Who it is again?
It was
Steelers.
The Miami Dolphins against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So you gotta,
do you even care where the game was played?
No.
Does that mean
No.
Okay.
So it's a mammal from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Against a mammal that makes steel? What is
this? This is your game. Why are you asking me?
What is a steeler? I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Pittsburgh is known for
I know,
their
steel making.
And they, maybe they just call them steelers, the guys that work in the mines.
The guys that.
Because they're
so
helmets.
So the people.
Yeah, they're
most likely.
I would say they're people. Sure.
What does their mascot look like?
They don't have a mascot that I know of. I think in the old days it was like a guy that had like a big steel beam. Seriously.
Going through his head?
Not through his head, but I think he was hanging on to it. I don't remember. Why are you asking me these questions? I don't remember these things.
Like a big I-beam?
Right now, it is just they have on their helmet, they have their colors are black and gold.
Yeah.
On their helmet, they have on one side is just pure black.
Yeah.
Down the middle of there's a yellow stripe down the middle, and on the side, there's the Steeler logo. It just says Steeler's little starry little things.
So we don't have any idea. I'm guessing it's a person.
Why are you making this so hard?
Because this is my methodology this year.
Okay.
This is how it goes down. Yeah.
Okay, so Steelers, Dolphins.
So it's a person that makes steel, makes it, manufactures it. I don't know.
Somebody's got to. It doesn't just, you know,
yeah.
shape
they,
form
they,
like
they probably
this.
Work in the steel
mill.
Mill? Is it a mill?
Sure, why not? Factory.
And they're up against not a fish.
Uh-huh.
Dolphins are not a fish.
Thanks for that update. We appreciate that.
Well, okay.
You always learn something on this show, don't you?
I'm just going to go with the Steelers just because they're people.
Beating up a fish.
Beating up, yeah, not a fish. It's a dolphin is a mammal. It's not a fish.
Okay, so it's a mammal beating up another mammal.
Two mammals
lives in the water.
Yes,
one lives on land.
Right, I'm going with the land-borne mammal.
Okay, you would be right. You got the game right.
Oh.
The Steelers did beat the Dolphins last night. Congratulations.
Oh, okay.
I am the officiator yeah, of this segment, and I'm going to let you have that pick.
All right.
Even though some people say that's bull crap.
How would I even know?
You don't know, and I'm sure that you even forgot about it from this point on.
I did.
Okay.
What were we talking about? Who are you?
Exactly. It's time to catch up just a little bit. I mean, I don't know why we need to have music for this, but I think it kind of signifies that we're on to something else.
It's a different song every or whatever,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's Is weird it? Because I have these things on a file that just says gang bed.
Oh, that sounds dirty.
It almost sounds like I could get arrested for porn or something.
Some sort of orgy situation.
It sounds like kind of orgy music, doesn't it? Listen. Come on, give me a good porn noise. Go. What is that?
Oh, and your
what was that?
Was good?
Was that like banging?
Yours was good?
Well, what was that? It was better than a mouse. What are you watching? The rodent porn? Is that what
maybe,
we're doing?
Maybe. Rodent porn.
God, what am I going to do with you?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's what I wanted to talk about. Partially of what I wanted to talk about. That you are my... I kind of have a... In my mind, I have this list going in my mind about my top three people to, let's say, play golf with.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Kelly would be on there. My
nice.
Nephew Thad would be on
wow.
there.
Wow.
These are guys that I just love to play golf with because it doesn't matter how good you are
yeah.
or how bad you are. They're just really fun,
yeah.
loving guys that I can hang out with.
Is this
we
a
have
list?
Fun.
Is this a list? You include anybody in the entire planet, like you know, celebrities or whoever?
Well, no, I want it to be people that I actually
okay.
know.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a list of people that I can travel with.
Oh,
and you are number one on my list.
I should be.
Of people
I'm pretty
that
damn awesome, and I think you'd want to play golf with me too if I ever wanted to.
I don't think so. I think that I'm going to stick with my other friends for that, but traveling. You are money. You are my favorite person
yeah?
in the entire world to travel.
Why is that?
You don't pee.
Well, I do pee, but not...
It's not a thing. It's not like you have
don't
to
do it a
do
lot.
It all. It's not like you have to do it all the time.
I have a very strong bladder.
You do? So
yeah.
there's none of that. We agree a lot on food.
Mm-hmm.
We look forward to some of the junk food when we travel.
Yeah.
Just now that they have the Impossible Burger at Burger
yeah.
King, you're excited. Do it. Do that
visibly.
On the air. Do that on the air. What you're just gonna do?
Oh, it's gone now. I can't force it. That was me. Excuse me.
That was Sherry was gonna burp. So those are some of the reasons. You're very good at figuring out directions.
Yeah, I'm good at a map.
You're really good. You're great at a map. You
yeah.
can't figure out when we go out of a hotel room
yeah.
which way to go to the elevator.
Horrible sense of direction.
But you are wonderful on a map.
Two different skills there.
You're good at finding things. Online,
yeah.
if we wanted to go to a specific place to eat,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
like for example, I remember we were driving back from where was that? I think California, and you said that you were craving Sizzler.
Oh, that's right.
And we hadn't been to a Sizzler in a
Years.
Long time. And I haven't even seen a Sizzler
right.
in a long time.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about things. Like
I think
in
we had seen
past.
Somebody. Didn't Anthony Bourdain go there or something?
Maybe something
I think
like
he had
that.
Done that. And so we were like, oh yeah, I remember that place.
So Sherry said, let's find a Sizzler, and boom! Before you knew it, we were at a
we
Sizzler.
We were at a Sizzler,
and it was good.
It was good.
It was really good.
I know.
We're blown away. We bellied up to that salad taco bar.
Oh, yeah.
On the road and just had a good time. We laugh on the road.
We do.
Sherry will read a lot from the seat, and I like driving. Believe it or not, a lot without any. Sound on.
Yeah.
I like listening to music. I like listening to podcasts and things, but I do like it just quiet in there. And I don't
yeah.
know what that's all about. And you and I could actually sit in the car and just be quiet and
yeah.
not say a word to one another.
Yeah.
And it's not awkward or weird.
No.
It's pretty good.
You're
actually.
Weird, but.
Yeah. And awkward.
And so. Awkward.
We are going to be driving a lot coming up here over the holidays. At least that's the plan, but we don't
right.
know what's going to happen.
I know. I'm
the
really.
The fires that are happening, part of the deal was we're going to be. Stopping off on our way down to see Sherry's mother in Napa.
Well, actually, we're going to see my mom first, and then...
And on the way back.
Yeah, we're going to
hit Healdsburg, is what
we're
Healdsburg. Talking about.
We have an Airbnb there, but I'm not sure it's still standing.
Yeah, we're not big winos or anything, but Sherry, she's kind of likes wine.
I love wine.
Okay, you love wine, and you know a little bit about wine.
Yeah,
wine. And... You know, and I know what I like.
Right, That's, me too. I know what
I'm
I like.
I'm only in that level of
yeah.
winery.
Yeah.
So that was our...
But Healdsburg, I don't know if you said this yet, but it's on fire.
Yeah.
It is on fire.
So we don't know what's going to happen with us. We don't know what even to do, do
right.
we?
Right. I'm going to email her in the next couple of days and just check on it and see if it's still there.
Now, here's where we don't fit travel-wise. Sherry loves to stay at Airbnbs.
Okay.
I am so over
Airbnbs. I don't know if love is the right word.
You love it. And I don't know if you know why, but you do. I
I've think
told your friends said you lately.
Yeah, that's it.
I think you're pretty influenced by certain people.
No. This is, if it's more than a couple, more than like 2 days in a hotel, I don't like hotels for long stays.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have laundry, you don't have a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not a lot of privacy. You got one room. You know, you go back and you're like, yeah, I guess I'll sit on the bed.
Yeah.
Or I'll sit on the bed.
But you and I are usually out doing things.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you don't, like
I like hotels. I like knowing that their heat and the air conditioning is going to work. I like knowing the television's going to work. I like the fresh sheets. We actually stayed at a place, guys, in Santa Barbara. We checked into their house and there was poo in the toilet.
Oh, that place.
There was poo in the toilet, and they had their prescription meds there.
We should have been jerks about that place. No, we were a little bit, but we could have really...
Almost, with the exception of maybe, let's just say we stayed for, just to prove a point. Let's say we stayed at 100 places. I would say 95 of them had something wrong with it.
I don't know.
But that's a very high percentage. We stayed at one place.
I'd say it's higher than 50%.
Oh, way higher than 50%. I mean, had something wrong with
it. Sorry, I cut you off. What were you saying?
No, but if you stay at a hotel, there's always things wrong, too.
So yeah, there
your
can
neighbors
be.
Are upstairs.
Yes.
Kids running up and down the hall.
God.
I get it, which drive you crazy. Anyway, you're a good person to travel with, except for some of the way you like to do your accommodations, but... because you're a good piece of ass, I can deal with it.
All right.
Yeah, so you have that going for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Sherry, I was talking about Nancy Kerrigan, and you don't even remember
this? I don't, no.
Mm-mm. Sherry was walking, and this is what it's like being at our house. This is a typical daily routine at the house. Do it.
It's gone.
Okay. Sherry comes walking into the living room and accidentally kicks the couch with her foot.
Oh.
And let out this yell that I thought was legit. I'm saying, what is wrong with you? And you were emoting and you started to like almost, you were acting and you were hobbling and everything else. And I looked at you like, you okay? Or what's wrong? He goes, no, I'm just working on my Nancy Kerrigan impression.
No, I thought the first thing I said was, why?
That's what it was. That's
why?
What
why?
So you have it down. Congratulations.
Now I remember.
On the Nancy Kerrigan impression.
Thank you. Maybe I should be that for Halloween.
Yeah, no. Are we dressing up for
Halloween? I mean, it's Thursday, so.
Oh, that's good.
We're handing out candy.
One thing we do need to point out.
Yes.
If you're listening to this, you need to follow us on our Instagram page. Because we're going to go live on Instagram.
Yeah, on Thursday.
We scare people in the afternoon.
Yes.
Thursday, we will do it live on our Instagram page.
You're not going to want to miss it.
You don't want to. And we do it. It's Gang of Two Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay? Search it. Like the page. It will be up there.
What time are we going to do it?
We usually do it when that's what happens. Let's set the scene for you guys. Here's what it is. It's Halloween. And a lot of people in our neighborhood actually dress up because we live in the Amazon area where Amazon, and you know, the people that work at Amazon.
Oh my God.
They wear pajamas to work some days.
And Comic-Con's big here. I mean, they will look for any excuse to wear a costume.
Yes.
So
people will do that. But we, in our building, we have a garage where we park. And right off of where we park our car, there's these slats in the...
it's almost like vents.
Like a vent.
It's like a vent.
Yeah, and you could just... We can only see feet
is
all we can see. And it's pretty much at eye level because, you know, our parking garage is that. It's a lower... It's like 5 stories. We park on this first floor.
So it's eye level for us, but on the outside, on the street level, it's foot. It's like feet.
Yeah, so they're walking by. We could just see people's feet.
Yeah.
All they can see is, if they were looking, is a vent.
Right.
They can't see anybody inside the vent.
Right.
So we could barely see people coming one side or the other side, and we will try to scare the shit out of them.
Right.
We'll scream, and a lot of times they will jump. Sometimes nothing happens.
Yeah.
We had one guy last year who's my favorite guy so far. I hope we get a good one this year.
Yeah.
Our favorite guy just laughed right away, and he yelled. He didn't see us. He can't see us.
No, he had no idea.
He can't see us. He just went, oh, you got me.
You got me.
Yeah, he was a great sport.
That was great. Yeah, he was. So, I learned a lot from that.
Really? Exactly. Yeah. That I like the way you said that because I did too. I walked away going, there's a guy who just gets it.
Yeah.
Just understands what the day is.
Right.
Understands that people are going to act stupid.
Right.
And not that us grown adults going there and scaring the shit out of people. And the worst part is they can't see us, but we still run like little kids.
I know. I get so paranoid. I run. Yeah, it's stupid.
They cannot see us
at all. They can't at all. There's no way.
But we scare them, and out of kid instinct, we run and hide behind a car or a pillar for no reason at all.
That's true.
So join us Thursday afternoon. We will be doing it live.
Too bad we don't have that air horn that you had.
Oh, that's true.
Air horn would have been perfect.
Air horn would have been good. We may have time to still go get one.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you know what? That might be a good idea. Yeah. If we see an air horn, we'll bring an air horn in on the mix. If we don't have an air horn by Thursday, we'll be screaming. But just follow us on Instagram. It's
so
a lot of fun.
I think it's going to have to be after lunch because there's that food truck that parks right down there, and there's a whole bunch of people just standing there. You can't really scare somebody that's just standing there.
Yeah, that's true. So it'll have to be probably, let's say, after 2 o'clock.
2:30.
Somewhere between 2 and 3 o'clock, which is West Coast time, so 6 o'clock East Coast time.
Yeah.
So just bring it up on your computer or whatever you got to do. Bring it up on your phone while you're having dinner and watch us scare the shit out of people.
Yeah.
And run like idiots. We are complete idiots. So this is one of the things I wanted to point out. In fact, the theme of today's show is what we do behind the scenes in our house.
I didn't even know we had a theme. I had no idea.
This is the theme. And so if you could take this trash can and place it somewhere, I don't care where. Not there, not on your head, Sherry. No. It's radio. You might want to talk or what is it, podcast. What is this?
I don't know what this is. Audio.
She put the trash can on her head. If you could put it like right in the, like in the hall, make it so I've got to throw far. This is the excuse.
Okay, you got a lot of excuse.
Don't hang those up there because of that feedback. It'll feedback. Headphones. Just put those on the ground, please.
Right there.
That's perfect. Thank you. So this is what we did at the house the other day. And I was doing it with a bottle. A water bottle?
Yes.
What do we have it's got to be a little awkward. It's got to be a little weird. How about that? How about a hanger? Okay.
Really?
That's
huge.
I know.
I'm
going to try to make it. So I'm going to flip this hanger into the trash can. Mm-hmm. And the goal of this game is, and we played this for a long time.
Yes.
Was it here or did we do it in a hotel room? I think we did it in a hotel room.
I think it was here.
Okay, anyway, so I was trying to make it into the trash can, and Sherry, you don't even need headphones on this one, because you're going to have to, yell.
I got
to
be mobile.
You have to be mobile, and you also have to make an excuse. The excuse is, this is hard for me to make this, but Sherry has to come up with a different excuse every time.
As to why you didn't make it.
As to why I didn't make it.
You're going to try and not make it then?
No, I'm not going to try it. Listen.
You're more competitive than that.
I do not have the ability to miss something.
You're right, I agree.
Okay, here we go. Okay, let's see what happens. Here we go.
And, the sun was behind you, but I think it was in your eyes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I need the hanger.
Oh, yeah,
again.
You do.
Yeah, I need this is fun because she runs and grabs it, and I get to sit down and do the stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sherry. Oh, God, you almost hit me in the head with a hanger. Okay, here we go. Next shot.
You got this.
Here we go.
Almost.
Man.
So close. Well, I think that it's kind of narrow right here. You got a narrow opening right here.
Yeah, it was a weird angle. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I feel better about myself. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Hanger, wire, trash basket. That, by the way, I almost made that. And if I make it, the game's over.
Okay, game over.
Here we go.
Crap.
I hit the wall.
The wall got in your way. I think it jumped out a little bit.
You think the wall moved?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, good, good. So far, the wall has moved. I have a bad angle, and the sun got in the eyes, even though it's at the back of my head.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Next shot. Come on.
This is never going in.
Oh, man. I thought I had the arch right.
You were waiting. Okay. Oh, you need the excuse.
I need the excuse.
I'm running out of excuses. You're running out of excuses.
Really? This is it? You made 1,000 excuses the other day for my bottle of water. Okay, here we go. She's shaking it. You should have put your Apple Watch on and got some steps in.
I know.
Okay, this will be the last one.
Good, because this is really lame.
No. Here we go.
It's in.
Oh, no. Crap.
Here's the excuse. You're using the wrong shape. That won't even fit in there if you threw it in there, like dropped it in, it's too big.
No, it'll fit.
The size of the object versus the
Sherry,
receptacle.
This is one thing that I am good at. I am good with my eyes. I can tell when something is not level. It's in there.
That's
it fit
excuse.
It in. Anyway, I can tell things. I can see things like this. This is one of the gifts that I have as a human being.
That was like putting a square peg in a round hole.
Anyway, we did pretty good there.
Yeah.
That's the excuse game. Try to
that
play that.
That was great. We definitely need to do that again.
Yeah, I think that, hey.
That was a huge success.
What are you trying to say, lady?
That sucked.
It did not suck. It was fun. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening today. It was an abbreviated show today just because we just got back off the road.
And our arms are tired.
And our arms are tired. And we will have a lot. Join us Thursday, please.
As we
do our Halloween thing.
Yes.
This will be good for you guys. This will be great.
I'm looking forward to it.
And if I could, and at the start of the year, like I've talked about for you new Patreon people, first of all, thank you so much.
Yes.
Seriously.
No kidding.
It's really cool that you guys are enjoying the show.
Yeah.
And you'd like to see us achieve some of our goals.
Yeah.
I really want to see us achieve some of our goals. It's really cool. So I will, I'm learning at the start of the year to offer up more things for different levels of membershipage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try to maybe even video some stuff and make it for our special for our page down there.
Nice.
It should be fun.
Okay.
All right. You can go back to doing what you were doing.
Thank you
for coming in here.
Thank you.
I'll sit here and just pretend I have friends.
Okay.
Because that's what I do.
Oh, Terry.
I pretend I have friends in Seattle. What?
You have friends? That make me sad. God.
You know, I don't have time for them.
I'm going to cry.
Don't cry.
I don't cry.
I know you don't. What's it going to take to get you to cry?
You want me to cry?
I don't want you
to
cry.
Yeah, you do. You
no,
just did.
Every once in a while, it'd be nice to see.
Really?
No. You've cried. I see you cry sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
TV shows.
When my dad died, that was pretty damn sad. I cried a lot.
Not that long ago, there was a television news story where some military guy or something really happened, horrible happened to their family. And
oh.
I looked up and you were crying.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good to see.
Oh.
You know, I mean, it was a sad story.
But I think I had allergies that day.
Sherry, it's okay to cry.
I know it is.
You see, this is the conversations we also have. I'm the chick in this relationship here when it comes to stuff like that. I cry at the drop of a hat, and I have to own it. And
yeah, you
I
cry
do.
Over different things than I do, though.
I cry over happy.
Yeah. And
it's
I
really
just cry
strange.
When I'm sad.
Yeah. And I cry when I'm sad sometimes.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But it's mainly when I'm happy.
Yeah.
Or happy for somebody.
Yeah.
And man, I get really touched when somebody really achieves something great.
I get happy for people. I don't
think most people cry
yeah.
when they do that. I think people get happy
I mean,
and
that's
inspired.
Sweet, though. There's nothing.
I don't know. It's debilitating. It's sad because I start to lose my breath and I try to cover it up so much.
I know you do.
If I let it go, I would just be, I don't know what's wrong with me.
There's
man.
Nothing wrong with you.
I don't know what's wrong with
nothing.
Me. So I'm very happy, by the way, just a side note, that Shug and all of our hummingbirds
are
they're
back.
Fine.
Yeah, we were gone for, 4 days?
Yeah,
and we
put
got back
up a lot of food, but we came back.
It was all gone.
Oh, dear Lord.
And I heard a statistic that hummingbirds usually die from, the number one cause of death is starvation. So I'm like, oh, God, we killed them all.
We have to have somebody take care of our hummingbirds when
yeah.
we go on vacation, and
yeah.
they stay at our house.
Yeah.
And that's the weirdest thing ever. Could you stay at our house
feed
our hummingbirds?
Wild hummingbirds.
Okay, let's end it on that, everybody. You can have your money back if you want, people.
No.
Appreciate it.
No.
You know, supporting a couple of lightweight pansies like this.
Couple of dumbs.
All right. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We appreciate you. We love you. Please share the show and spread it around. That's the way things get going. And we can't thank you guys enough for all of your help
thank
and
you.
Encouragement and support. We love you guys. Thank you.